This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Tammy Brown, TammyBrown. Date of birth 06/07/1964. Date of appointment October 11, 2022. Requesting physician Cheryl Sparks, CHERYL SPARKS, nurse practitioner. Dear Cheryl Sparks, I had the pleasure of seeing Tammy Brown today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 58-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who on September 7th got up and could not talk, developed weakness of the right upper and lower extremity. It lasted about 1.5 days, started improving and went home after 2 days. MRI of the brain and MRI of the C-spine were negative. Now she is still a little bit weak in the right upper and lower extremities. She is not back to baseline. She loses her balance. Past medical history. Hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Past surgical history, C5, C6, C7, disc surgery, allergy to Loratab, Advil, ibuprofen, medication at atorvastatin 40 mg daily, Plavix 75 mg daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. She is a repack. She is single, lives with a fiance, have 3 children. Family history, mother deceased with cancer, father deceased. MI, 4 sisters. One has a heart attack, one has a seizure. 2 brother, 1 deceased in motor vehicle accident. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, numbness, tingling, weakness, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 140/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, short bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength, left side it 5/5 right upper extremity, 4/5 right lower extremity, 4.5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait mildly hemiparetic. Assessment and plan. 58-year-old right handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, left sided stroke with right sided weakness. Number two, right hemiparesis. Number three, gait ataxia. Next paragraph, her MRI of the brain and MRI of the C spines are negative in the LS hospital, ELLIS. Her CT angiogram of the head and neck also did not show any stenosis. She might have a very small lacunar stroke which did not appear on the MRI. At this time, I will continue the Plavix 75 mg PO daily and a Atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office in about 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.